definitely want to thank Alan for leading that song. I think it's a very good song to align with the lesson that we'll have this evening, because this world is not our home. We're here now, but we're only here for a short time. Even if we live to be 110, 120 years, what is that compared to forever? It's less than nothing. And so our focus must be at all times on preparing for eternity. Our mindset, our thoughts, our attitudes, our actions should be consumed with righteousness, righteous living, and setting the proper example for a world that does not know us. Now, God did establish the world, and He does have things in place so that the world can conduct its business as He sees fit. But we must remember that God is in control. No matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the country, no matter what is going on, God is in control. If you turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 13, Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 1, it says, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the saint. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience sake." Again, for sake of time, I won't go through all of this, but we can certainly think about the situation with Daniel. His entire nation was captured by the Babylonians. He was taken away into captivity, subject to a government and a nation that was not his. And yet, how did that situation end up? So we must look at every opportunity to do good. What are we focused on? Are we going to let the news of the day dictate our mindset and our attitude and our behavior? Or are we going to let the Bible dictate our mindset, our attitude, and our behavior? How did Daniel conduct himself while in captivity? Was he fuming and fussing about being under the Babylonians? Or was he living righteously, setting an example, which in his particular case benefited the king tremendously? And the king even acknowledged that his God was God, although Nebuchadnezzar didn't always do right. But here we are in 2025 in the United States of America. Christians, very few of us in this nation of 300 and something million people. How are we conducting ourselves every day based on things that are going on around us? Are we getting caught up with those things? Are we getting caught up with biblical things? Are we focused on worldly manifestations? Or are we focused on spiritual consequences? Because that's all that matters. I know I gave a lesson a couple of weeks ago showing the relative incomes of countries in the Western Hemisphere. And the average annual income for a family in the United States is $80,000. That's the average. There's some to make more, there's some to make less. And at the bottom of that poll, the country of Venezuela, where a family of four annually makes $200. God is aware of all of that. Are there souls that need to be saved in Venezuela? Of course. Are there souls that need to be saved here in America? Of course. Is he concerned about the 80,000, or is he concerned about the 200, or is he concerned about eternity? The answer should be clear. And so as we live this life and we seek to do what is right, what is the right that we're using as our foundation? Are we getting caught up in the news of the day, or are we focused on the eternal, endless day that we can spend with God? And who do we want to take with us? When God comes back, or when we die, it's over. And what we've done will be written in stone. Hopefully what we do will cause others, including ourselves, to be saved. Now, in order to be saved, you need to hear the gospel. You need to hear it. You need to believe, you need to repent, and you need to be baptized, and then you need to live righteously. There may be some who need to do that. Or if you have done those things and you've fallen away, you need the prayers of the church so that you can stay on that path to eternity. Then we can do that too. We have a baptistry here. We have individuals here that will pray with you and for you. Whatever your needs might be, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.